Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lenning School Watch Wednesday night show with Diane Lenning and Charles, it's Young tonight. Number is 1-877-497-9937. Number, get ready with your pencil. 1-877-497-9937. We'll need your paper and pencil tonight. Regarding praying for our national election and any country's national election. So be sure to get paper and a pencil. Email Diane at diane@lenning.com. That's Diane@lenning.com. Lenning School Watch on Wednesday night show with Diane Lenning and Young as our co-host in English and Chinese. We're so glad you're with us tonight. Remember, if you'd like to call in, our toll-free call-in number is 1-877-497-9937. Let's open in prayer tonight, and I'm going to be saying the Lord's Prayer as we've been doing, found in Matthew 6. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Additionally, I'm going to pray just using my own words, like you can when you pray to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all of God's children around the world. God's children live in all countries of the world, speak many languages, but yet God knows the heart and mind of each one of us. And God wants each person in this world to be a part of his family. Lord, we pray that this show will be a part of getting the word out to people of the world to find out about the good news while they're learning to read and speak English. And we pray, Lord, that you would bring us all close together. Closer together in ways such as thinking and worshiping the Lord and sharing good news, sharing about the events and happenings around the world. We pray for protection of our family, Christian family around the world. We pray for those who are not Christians, Lord, that you would woo them to your heart by your Spirit, that they may become a part of God's family, and help the entire world to know that we can all live peaceably together regardless of what religion we are. We are still part of God's creation regardless of our religion, and we know, God, that you love each person and you would love each one to be a part of your family, but as a gentleman you have allowed that and left that as a choice to each person. We pray, Lord, that everyone listening would make that choice tonight when we pray later, that choice to become a child of God and a part of God's family. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's just enjoy that music for a minute. Worship the Lord. most of you know, around the world, America is having an election this November, and it's probably the most important election since the first one in America. Reagan has said, that's our former President Reagan, said when he was alive that freedom is only one generation away from tyranny. And this year, we very markedly have reached that point, that crossroad, where the people will determine whether we will continue to live under freedom or under tyranny of a communist, socialist, Marxist regime. And we just pray that people will have the discernment and understand the seriousness of this election. Now, I know many of you are from other countries around the world, and most of you, or many of you, have elections as well. Some do not, but we pray someday you will. But if you're having elections, these verses that I'm going to be stating for you are very important to help you pray for your country and for ours too, I hope, and we'll pray for you as well. Be sure to get a piece of paper and pencil to write these scriptures down, because I'm not going to read each scripture, but I'm just going to say a sentence point about each scripture that gives you something to look up and research and study this week. Most of it is in the Old Testament. A few of them are in the New Testament. So if you have the complete Bible, that would be helpful for you. Now, we need to join together as a nation and a world, actually, to pray for our national elections, because what we are seeing evolve is a world or international trend to try to take over and take away the freedoms of people of the world. And they're doing that through many techniques, and most of the techniques are straight out, sometimes violent, hateful, sometimes war. But for years they have been trying to take over countries through nonviolent means, and we've seen indications here that they're ready to go violent. So we need to pray for each other, to stand up for each other, because it just may be our last years in which we have a chance to stand up for freedom. So it is critical that Christians pray for our coming presidential election in America, and it is critical for you around the world as well, because if America is no longer a free nation, what other free nation is there of any great power to be of help to you in time of need? And it would very well determine your future. So we need to work and pray together. Now, we know there is an amazing power in united prayer. Prayer with others is very important whenever possible. And we know in the scripture that when two or more gathered in my name, said Jesus, that there he is in the midst of us. Just imagine the power, great power of our prayer. If we could come together, we could overcome any obstacle or ungodly influence and indeed do great things. So here are some verses, I hope you will write these down, that will help us in our prayer time regarding our election. The first one is in 2 Chronicles in the Old Testament, 2 Book of Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. And this is a famous verse that I remember my father quoting all the time when I was a young kid. If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, will heal their land. I think of a song that we used to sing with those very words. If we have time, I might sing that later. It's a beautiful song. The next verse is in the New Testament in Acts chapter 17, verse 30. Pray for repentance for yourself and for our nation, that all would ask for forgiveness. We live in a time in this world when so many people just seek their ways of self-fulfillment and to gratify themselves and don't really think about worshiping the Lord and serving others. And such a glorious life comes from serving the Lord and serving others. So let's pray for repentance, that others would come to know the Lord. Again, in the Old Testament, in Psalm 32, verses 6 and 7, pray that Christians will be motivated to pray faithfully for this election and that the Lord would deliver us from the wrong leaders. You know, when we have wrong leaders, it often brings great economic difficulty, strife, destruction, taking away of our personal property and the fruit of our labors. And we want to keep what we've worked so hard to earn and to make. That's part of God's plan, is that the laborer is worthy of the fruits of his work. Let's look at Proverbs, also in the Old Testament, chapter 16, verse 13. Pray that our nation will listen to the truth and not be led astray. If you don't live in America, would you please pray for us and pray for your own nation as well? I will pray for your nations of the world too, that your people will not be led astray and that they will listen to the truth. I cannot tell you how many times I've seen people hear the truth, turn their head and walk away, and ignore the truth and not change their life. It is a personal decision, but the more people we have living and abiding by the truth, the better society we were going to have, with more peace and more harmony. Peace and harmony is a wonderful way of life that we all want to try to achieve. Psalm 125, pray that those who trust in the Lord will not be shaken. So pray that all the Christians and those who are strong in the Lord will stand firm and not give in to the wind against Christians. Pray for their preservation and protection. Psalm 86, verses 14 to 17, pray that God will defeat those who have no regard for God in this election. So let's pray that those who would defeat the good purposes of our society will sleep in and not vote or whatever, or that they'll change their mind and vote with sound mind and sound thinking, understanding the immense consequences of their vote. We know that our election will come down how people in two or three states vote. It is that close. Also in the Old Testament, in 2 Kings 13:16, pray that the Lord will put his hands on the man, of his choice for president, and that his team will guide them in this election. Much depends on the candidate's team and how well they are to organize the information about their plan and what they want to achieve and how they can rebut those lies and false statements made by the opponent that has already started months ago. Luke in the New Testament, Luke 12, verses 54 to 57, pray that God's man and our nation will be discerning and do what is right. Pray for your leader, your king or your queen or your president, or whatever you call your leader, prime minister, that that person will be discerning, will understand what is going on and do what is right for the people. Psalm 16 in the Old Testament, verses 7 and 8, pray that the Lord would give wise counsel and guide to his choice for president in this campaign. Remember to write these down. This one, as well as in the Old Testament, Proverbs 1, verses 5 and 6. Pray that God's man will listen with discernment, add to his knowledge, and receive wise counsel in this campaign. Sometimes it just comes down to one or two major decisions that can make a difference. It really shouldn't happen that way, because people should be more informed all along, but those who just listen at the end sometimes turn a vote on what they hear. Let's pray that they receive wise counsel and that they listen with discernment. In the New Testament, John 16:33, pray that the man of God's choice will be given wisdom and ability from the Lord to overcome any obstacle or difficulty during this campaign. Pray that he gives him strength as well, and health for all his family and campaign workers. Philippians 4:13, pray that God's choice for president will have special strength and unusual ability from God. Psalm 18:32-36, pray that the Lord will arm the man of his choice with strength and would guide him in this election and would sustain him and give him victory. Yes, Lord. Hebrews 11:32-34, pray that God's man could through faith preserve and maintain his courage throughout this election. Now you may wonder why I'm doing this, but remember I mentioned a bit ago, however America turns this time and whoever they elect is going to greatly affect you, no matter where you live in the world. Because if the wrong person is elected, it could so destroy the fabric of America that we wouldn't be able to be there to help you in time of need. And some of us think that's the intention of the evil one. Okay, the next one is 2 Corinthians 12:9. Pray that the Lord would empower and enable this man in any area of weakness, and his vice president as well. The last verse, Habakkuk, in the Old Testament, into the Old Testament, Habakkuk 1:5, and Habakkuk 3:2. Pray that the Lord would do something that would utterly amaze us and give his servant victory. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Let's ask that God will show his glory and his power in this election, and that we can know that God has intervened for us because we've prayed, and that God would empower these individuals once they're elected to make the necessary changes and reversals that are needed to preserve our country and the fabric of our country, the basic principles upon which our Constitution and our great country were founded upon. Lord, we just pray all these things that we've said regarding these verses in the name of Jesus. Lord, be with us. Help us to win in this election. And may your glory be magnified throughout this. And we thank you and praise you for it. And we believe it will happen. And we receive the answer to your prayer right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'm going to play a song, one I don't think you've heard before, brand new, and that I think you will enjoy. I could sing of your love forever. So just take this time to praise the Lord and worship him. Praise the Lord.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands, for I will always sing of when your love came down, yeah. can sing your love forever. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. And I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands. For I will always sing of when your love came down, yeah. I can sing of your love forever. 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 When the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now, yeah. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love. When the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now. Forever, I can sing of your love.
This is Lenning School Watch, reaching out to you live from the United States of America, especially tonight focusing on China. Although we love for listeners all around the world, we focus on certain parts of the world every time, and we do hope that you will tell your friends about it. I hope that you will pray for our translator, because apparently he's had difficulty in calling in tonight. So I will continue the show and continue in English so that you can hear. The idea of this show, too, is to help to hear and learn some English. So I do try to talk slowly so you can understand and hear that and get some information at the same time. So we're going to be reading through the book of John chapter 8 tonight. And if you have that book, you could open to John 8, but you don't have to have the book. You can just sit and listen, follow along. We're talking here about the stories or parables, as we call them, of when Jesus was on earth as a man, representing God in the flesh, in the human flesh. And we found that Jesus went to the Mount of Olives at dawn. He appeared again at the temple courts where all of the people gathered round him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. Now, what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. Let's watch and listen to what Jesus does. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Well, you know, in Romans 3:23, it says, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." So what do you think these people are going to do? When he said, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." At this, those who heard began to go away, one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and sin no more. Leave your life of sin." There was much disputing going on about Jesus, and in this next section, there's dispute over Jesus' testimony. When Jesus spoke again, here we are in verse 12, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The Pharisees challenged him. "Here you are, appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid." Jesus answered, "Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you have no idea where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I pass judgment on no one. But if I do judge, my decisions are true, because I am not alone. I stand with the Father who sent me. In your own law it is written that the testimony of the two witnesses is true. I am one who testifies for myself. My other witness is the Father who sent me." Then they ask him, "Where is your father?" "You do not know me or my father," Jesus replied. "If you knew me, you would know my father also." He spoke these words while teaching in the temple courts, near the place where the offerings were put. Yet no one seized him, because as we've said many times in this chapter, his hour had not yet come. What that means is, when it's his hour or his time, his appointed time that God has for him to fulfill his purpose of why he is here on earth, we are going to find out about that hour shortly in the book of John. Next, we find they were disputing again over who Jesus is. Once more, Jesus said to them, "I am going away, and you will look for me, and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come." This made the Jews ask, "Will he kill himself? Is that why he says, 'Where I go, you cannot come'?" But he continued, "You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins. If you do not believe that I am he, you will indeed die in your sins." "Who are you?" they asked. "Just what I have been telling you from the beginning," Jesus replied. "I have much to say in judgment of you, but he who sent me is trustworthy, and what I have heard from him, I tell the world." So they did not understand that he was telling them about his Father. So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him." Even as he spoke, many believed in him. Now, this chapter is rather long, so I will probably stop at this moment and continue the other half after another beautiful song. But before I do, I'd like to pray for my friend Maria, who's traveling around the world right now and trying to listen to the voice of God and the purposes that he'd have her achieve. Maria is our executive producer, and she usually gives me a moment of scripture that she wants to share, but she wasn't here tonight, so that's why I shared my other friend's scripture at the beginning about the election. But right now we're going to pray for Maria, and I'll be praying for you later, so just stay with us. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for our friend Maria. We pray that you would bless her, protect her, and guide her. Give her wisdom and understanding of the purposes that you wish her to complete and fulfill in her travels. We pray that you would anoint her, give her good health, help her to be rested and well-fed, and content in knowing that she is there to fulfill your purposes and bring her home safely, we pray, achieving those goals and purposes that you have set out for her. We thank you for our friend Maria and pray for her blessings. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now, I'm going to be praying for others of you later. I know many of you cannot call in or email in, so I just have to pray about things that I hear from people from time to time, but you can call in if you want and talk to me. The call-in number, toll-free number, is 1-877-497-9937. Now, it's important that we pray together every time, because it gives opportunity for the Lord to show his glory. God's glory, magnificent glory, how great God is. He's an awesome God. He's worthy of our worship and our praise. So let's just take a break and listen for a couple of moments about how great is our God. And stay with me. I'll be back shortly, right after this song.
The splendor of the King.
is the name of the Lord. We're going to continue reading in John chapter 8 at verse 31. And we continue with the disputes among the people in Bible times, now disputing over whose children Jesus' opponents are. Verse 31, to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free? Jesus replied, very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to the family forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. You can be set free tonight. When we pray later, if you haven't prayed with us before, I know that you are Abraham's descendants, yet you are looking for a way to kill me because you have no room for my word. I am telling you what I have seen in the Father's presence, and you are doing what you have heard from your father. Abraham is our father, they answered. If you are Abraham's children, said Jesus, then you would do what Abraham did. As it is, you are looking for a way to kill me. A man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do such things. You are doing the works of your own father. In other words, he's saying, they're not God's children. We are not illegitimate children, they protested. The only father we have is God himself. So here this tells us, right here in the scripture, that there are going to be people who claim to be God's children, but yet they're not. They're going to be Satan's children, serving Satan. We even have seen in the last decade or two, people coming out declaring openly they're Satan's children. Well, we want to pray that God would soften their hearts and bring them back to the Lord God, because following Satan will end in certain death and pain in fire and brimstone. Verse 42, Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I have come here from God. I have not come on my own. God sent me. Did you know that God sent Jesus here on earth to represent God in the flesh? We learned that earlier in the book of John. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. Have you ever had that happen? When you're talking with somebody and you say, you could say the same thing over 3 times and they still don't get what you said, but it's not that they don't understand, it's probably that they don't want to understand. And they want their own way. That's usually what it is. Not always, but usually. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth. So people who go around murdering are not children of God. They can't be, because God is a God of love, and he tells us not to kill one another. He tells us to love one another. So those who are doing that are liars and are sons of the devil. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Do you know people who lie a lot? Well, their father is the father of lies. It's not God. Yet because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I am telling the truth, why don't you believe me? Whoever belongs to God hears what God says. That means that God confirms in our spirit when we hear good, godly things that it is what God is saying. So if you know that you are reading God's word and people are not hearing or willing to listen what God says, that means they're rejecting God. And we need to keep praying for them that they will accept God. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. That's what it says right here in the 47th verse of John chapter 8. The last section here is Jesus makes claims about himself. 48. The Jews answered him, "Aren't we right in saying that you are a Samaritan and demon-possessed?" "I am not possessed by a demon," said Jesus, "but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. I am not seeking glory for myself, but there is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Very truly I tell you, whoever obeys my word will never see death." That means you will have eternal, everlasting life and life hereafter. At this they exclaimed, "Now we know that you are demon-possessed. Abraham died, and so did the prophets. Yet you say that whoever obeys your word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham? He died, and so did the prophets. Who do you think you are?" Jesus replied, "I will glorify myself. My glory means nothing. My Father, whom you claim as your God, is the one who glorifies me. Though you do not know him, I know him. If I said I did not, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him and obey his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced at the thought of seeing my day. He saw it and was glad." "You are not yet 50 years old," they said to him, "and you have seen Abraham." "Very truly I tell you," Jesus answered, "before Abraham was born, I am." At this, they picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds. You know what that means? Jesus hid himself? If he's standing right there in front of people and he hides himself, it must mean either he blinded the eyes of the people looking at him, or he in some way was able to make himself not visible to the people there, and they slipped away quickly because his time had not yet come. Well, now is the time for those of you who want to receive God's best gift. It's free. It's eternal. It's everlasting. You don't have to do anything for it. You don't have to pay anything for it. All you have to do is receive it and thank God for it. God tells us about it in John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You can receive God's best gift in a minute. John 1:2, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." When you receive God, now you have the right of being a part of God's family, or calling on God's help and protection and guidance, joining together with other Christians in prayer. John 3:3, Jesus said, "You must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven." Romans 5:8, "But God proves his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." John 14:6, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." John 10, verse 10, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have life more abundant." Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for these individuals who want to become a part of God's family. We pray, Lord, that each one would take this step of faith, knowing that you will be there with them. Just pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I am a sinner and that I have been walking in darkness. I want to walk in the light with you, Jesus, and follow your ways. I believe that you are the Son of the living God, and I ask you into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I want to walk with you all the days of my life, walking in the ways of the Lord according to the New Testament scriptures. I pray that you will help me and give me guidance by the Holy Spirit. Give me understanding of the scriptures. Help me to live a holy life and to do what is right. Help me to show God's love and to be God's hand extended to the world around us. We thank you for it. We praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the name. Just praise the Lord for a couple of minutes and worship the Lord and thank the Lord for all the souls who have just asked the Lord into their heart and become a part of our family of God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Almighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We praise you and worship you. I thank you for your blessing. Thank you. Praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Well, we're coming near the end, but I do want to play another song for you as we say goodnight tonight so that you can have some music to learn and praise the Lord with. But I think it's important that we remember to pray one for another, that we get our spiritual food daily, just like we eat natural food. God wants us to read the scripture daily. So if you don't have a Bible, you can tune in with us every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday night at 9 o'clock California time in the United States of America. It's probably early in the morning for you in China or Asia or Thailand, Cambodia or India or Iran or Iraq or Israel. It's probably early morning for you. So we continue to pray for you that God would protect you and protect his children, and help you to band together and to stand in strength for God and what is right, and that you would learn to witness and win over those who are not Christians, so that we can bring peace, harmony, happiness, and joy to the world, with each one showing the love of God to one another. There's no excuse. There's no reason for these marauders going around killing people. There's absolutely no excuse for it, except that they are sons and daughters of the devil. And we need to pray that God would soften their hearts, convict them, and help them to understand the error of their ways, so that they can have opportunity for eternal life as well. Because, believe it or not, God loves them too. But he gives each person a choice whether to believe and become a member of God's family. So let's pray for them as well. Pray for our enemies, that God would win them over by the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Now in the next month, I have a day or two when I have to be out of town. I don't know exactly which one, but if you ever try to listen in and I'm not here and haven't opened up the show, just go ahead and listen to an archived lesson. A really good one for just praise and worship is on September 23rd on the Sunday Night Music Praise and Worship. That's a really nice workup I've done that is very special, and I won't do that very often. So mark that down, September 23rd, 2012, as a good one to listen to if for some reason I can't do a show one night. And I might have to skip in two nights on Friday because of scheduling conflict. So this Friday night, if I'm not able to call in, please listen to the show. Go into www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning and look under the archive shows. Usually it just opens up and you scroll down. There's on the right side, you can push the arrow with your cursor and it'll scroll down and you can find the show dated September 23rd. 2012. It is Sunday night special music and worship. I think you'll enjoy that. So we're coming near the end of our time together. I want you to know, too, that if you have friends who speak Spanish, I intend to start interpreting in Spanish next month. I will do that show in English and Spanish. I will read the Spanish part. I don't speak a whole lot in Spanish. I can speak some, but not off the cuff as well as English. So I will interpret the scripture in Spanish. That might help some people. We pray that it will. There are many people in the Western Hemisphere of Central and Latin America who speak Spanish, and many in Spain, and some in the Philippines and various countries around the world who speak Spanish. So we will be adding that next month. And we praise the Lord for that, for the growth of our show. We have over 3,000 people a month now who are listening. So we praise the Lord for each one of you. We know that you are hearing the gospel, and we hope you have opportunity to share this with your friends and family, because we want to share the eternal hereafter with all our loved ones. We want them all to be children of God. So in closing tonight, I'm going to pray for you, and I hope you'll be praying for me while I play a song softly in the background. And I think you'll enjoy this one. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise you, Lord, for this time together. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for each one of our friends around the world. We pray you would bless and protect them. Help them to tell others of the good news. Help them to be wise as serpents, yet gentle as doves in the way that they go about their lives. We pray you will protect them. We pray you will anoint those who want to share the word. We pray that you would give them bountiful blessings and that you would provide them with good health. We pray for healing for those who are sick. We pray for the afflicted and the infirm, God. You would help the lame to stand up and walk, the deaf to hear, and the blind to see again. Just like you healed others in the Bible. But John, Lord, we know that by your power, you want to demonstrate your glory and power again. Lord, we pray that you will raise up a people around the world who will demonstrate the power and love of God and the glory of God, and that they will identify and confirm the reality of when it's God and not a false prophet. Praise you, thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'll let this song play out, and then I'll say goodnight at the end of it, so I'll be on a couple more minutes there. night, my friend. Good night, Maria, wherever you are. God be with you. Good night, Paul. Good night, Nancy. Good night, Young. Good night, Charles. Good night, Pastor Vaughn. Good night, Essie. Good night, Desane. Good night, Eddie. Good night, Elsie. Take care, and God bless you. We love you. Until next time, this is Diane Lenning, your host, from Lenning School Watch. God bless you. God loves you, and I love you. Good night. Bye-bye.